Days pass, and Marion continues to live in the city of White Moons. Passers-by are always courteous, and witches always give her many gifts, but most people slowly begin to forget her. Soon nobody cares about Mary anymore, who, in the meantime, has continued to grow and has become so big that she can't walk in the alleys of the city. "Oh, Lady of the Abyss," she cries, "I wanted the witches to love me, so I destroyed my little tree, and now I can't see anymore. I'm so desperate." As soon as she utters these words, Marion hears the Lady of the Abyss whisper, "I will make you as small and light as a balloon. Have a good trip, my dear Marion." Suddenly, Marion becomes very small, and a gust of wind lifts her up and carries her toward the seashore. She flies over the mountains and the plains and arrives at the ocean. It is an endless expanse of water with lots of fish playing and chasing each other. On the horizon, Marion sees a city, tall skyscrapers standing out on the horizon. But the wind continues to carry Marion so high that she crashes against the tall skyscrapers she had seen on the horizon. "Hi, hi," she cries.